now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
What's the best way to do a job search? The best way to do a job search is when you pick the company you want to go to work for. You do your research, you pick the company you want to go to work for. You pick it. That's the best way to do a job search. I always get this question in different variations, okay? Mike, what's the best way to do a job search? What's the best way to conduct a job search? I always have the same answer. The best way for you to do a job search, a successful job search, is where you do your research, you pick the company you want to go to work for. You don't wait around. You take control. You pick the companies that you want to go to work for. That's your best job search. Don't wait for the perfect company in the perfect area to put help wanted advertisements on job boards or on their website or in newspapers or magazines, trade publications, whatever. Don't wait for them to do that before you approach them. You're too late. Plus, you might be waiting a long time. The best way for you to conduct a job search, whether you're just graduating college or high school or whatever, or your tech school, or if you've been in the job in the market for a long time and you have more experience, the best way to do it is to target companies directly. You pick the company. You pick the countries. You pick the areas within those countries and the companies within those areas. Everything. You do your research. If you're saying, but Mike, the companies I want to go to work for aren't advertising, I say, good. That's even better. Do you know why? Because you won't have any competition for the position, right? We want to. Listen. You want the best job search, right? Well, I'm giving it to you. You want to wait for them to put ads everywhere? You're too late. Now you got 400,000 people you're competing with. I want you to have success, and this is the way to do it. You'll be approaching companies that you want to go to work for, and it'll show. It'll show in your attitude when you approach them. You did your research? Hey, I did my research in Tucson, Arizona, in London. This is where I want to work. In Rome, Italy, wherever you want to go. All right? You've done your research. You've picked the country, the area within the country, the companies within those areas, and you've identified the person. You're picking everything. You're taking your job search and your career seriously. Believe me. They will appreciate your excitement to join their company. It will be refreshing. You'll be approaching them wanting to do what? To bring your talents to them. We all know professional athletes do this, but we can't equate ourselves to this. Start viewing yourself as talent. I don't care if you're a talented teacher, a welder, construction worker, I don't care what it is, hygienist, x-ray technician, whatever it is, your talent. And some firms can utilize and would want your talent. And I don't want you sitting around waiting for the perfect company with the perfect position. I want you to do your research and you pick the company you want to go to work for. So target the areas where you want to live. Target the companies where you want to work. And then approach them directly. And this is key. If you don't do this, it all falls apart. This is key. When you do all this, when you do your research, you find the areas, when you find the companies, when you identify the person that you need to speak to, and approach them directly. This is key. If you don't do this, none of it works. Do not contact human resources. Do not contact the HR departments, please. Make contact with the person you would normally report to for your position. For instance, if you're a salesperson, if you're an outside sales representative, you want to call and contact the sales manager. If you're an accounting role, accounting position, you want to contact the controller or chief financial officer. Okay? And whatever industry you're in, whatever position you're in, whatever position you're striving for, find out that if you already have experience, you know the person you need to speak to, identify that person that you would normally report to. Okay? Make contact with that person. You get the idea. You get the idea. So why do I say not human resources? Why do I say not human resources? I say that because if the company you are approaching is not advertising anywhere, on their sites, on other sites, in magazines, newspapers, the HR department will tell you they're not looking. And that's what I want you to avoid. I don't want you to call it, oh, yeah, what's your background now? We're not looking. We just closed an office. Listen to me. I have companies at our firm that we are recruiting for right now that have downsized, closed offices, closed divisions, and they still hired us, and we're still working for them to find people. The number one problem companies have are people problems. It's people problems. Believe me. Okay, I'm in the people business. Companies have people problems. All their positions may be filled, but they have weak players. And if you give them a call out of the blue sky and introduce yourself, they'll want to talk to you. If you make contact within the company or within the company that you would typically report to, and then if you make contact, with the person within the company that you would typically report to, they will respond differently than the HR department, okay? They're going to respond differently to you. You give them a brief description of your background and what you can do for them. Okay, that's key too. You don't call them and say, hi, my name's Sarah Wallace, and I was calling because I need a job. No. You want to give a brief description of your background. Hey, hi, my name is Mike Palumbo. I'm moving to Tucson, Arizona next month, whatever, and I would like to call and introduce myself and give you a little brief description of my background. Bingo, bango, bongo. You go right into it. Okay, with the person you typically report to. And what make sure you describe yourself is what you can do for them. Got it? Not what the company can do for you. You don't want a job. You want to bring your talents to them, okay? Chances are if you do this with the hiring manager, the person you typically report to, not HR, they'll meet with you. They'll meet with you. Now, is this 100%? Is this 100%? No. But I like your chances a lot better if you avoid HR, the human resource department, at least in the beginning, okay? At least in the beginning. Now, what do you think of that? Have you heard this before? Yes, I know. I've said it before. I have this theme running throughout all of my tips that I do because most of the time, HR departments don't know what's going on in each individual division, department within a company, okay? They don't know. It's impossible for them to know these things, okay? So you get some larger companies with a very stringent and strict hiring procedure may dump you into HR, okay? It's fact of life. So it's not going to work 100% of the time, but I like your chances a lot better if you avoid HR, at least in the beginning. So now that you know this fantastic Career Insider's tip of the week, go out there, you pick the company that you want to go to work for, do it. Don't be nervous. Act like your life depends upon it. Because it does, right? It does. That's right. And anyway, what's the worst that can happen? What's the worst thing that can happen? They tell you no, right? Is that the worst thing? Big deal. Whoop-de-doo. If they tell you no, you just move on to your next targeted company that you've done your research on. So research the area, research the companies, research everything. Approach them directly. Do not wait for advertisements and newspapers on job boards. Do not do that. Approach them directly. Contact the individual person that you normally report to and tell your story and make sure you tell them what you can do for them. Make sense? Make sense? Look, hopefully you're listening to me every week because I can give you just one little thing that'll help you. One little thing that's different. So you're not doing what everybody else is doing. If you want to do what everyone else is doing, you're going to get what everyone else is getting. Well, we don't want what everyone else is getting, do we? So don't wait for that perfect position to become available. You pick the company that you want to go to work for. What's the best job search? Where you're in control. Where you pick the company that you want to go to work for. And you go for it. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network. For more career tips, go to yourcareerwithmike.com.